Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Time for another round of Buckeye Talk headlines from Cleveland.com. This is for the week of January 25th. Make sure you're subscribed to our text message service. It's free to try for 14 days. 614-350-3315. Great time to try it. Keep you invested in the Buckeyes in the offseason. If not, read Cleveland.com/OSU and listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Here we go. Ohio State coach Ryan Day has a hole to fill on his defensive coaching staff. This is Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Greg Madison retiring from the staff after 2 years with the Buckeyes. He was part of Day's initial staff for the 2019 season. A longtime coach in the NFL and in college football, he worked under Urban Meyer at Florida, which is the connection which helped land Madison in Columbus this time around. He had been at Michigan for a long time, had become a Michigan man, and then was hired off that staff by Ryan Day, was co-defensive coordinator, worked with the outside linebackers positionally, but was more there to help build a foundation for the defensive side of the ball, oversee things. Now Ryan Day has to go about replacing him. Not a surprise. Madison been doing this a long time, getting near the end of his career. You kind of thought, and Ryan Day kind of said when he got hired here, he'd be a short timer, was brought in to pair with Jeff Hafley because Madison had that Big Ten experience and Ryan Day wanted that. Jeff Hafley was coming from the NFL, didn't have that Big Ten experience. So here for 2 years, done now, a long, distinguished college football and NFL career, and Ryan Day has a new assistant coach to hire. For everything you want to know about the Buckeyes, listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week from Cleveland.com and read Cleveland.com/OSU. Ryan Day now with a choice to make for his next assistant coach on the defensive side of the ball. This is Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. With the retirement of Greg Madison, Ryan Day could go for a veteran coach, could go for an up-and-comer, but also the scheme fit will be important here. Ryan Day has liked to run a defense in his first 2 years that features one deep safety, a single high safety look, which is a little bit unusual in college football. So he could go for an assistant here who really is steeped in that structure of the defense. Jeff Hafley, his initial hire as co-defensive coordinator in 2019, knew that defense very well. He left after a year, was replaced by Kerry Combs. Kerry Combs knows more multiple looks, but now with the retirement of Greg Madison, maybe you bring in somebody who's an expert in that. Or Ryan Day might want to go with more multiple looks for his defense, which opens up what they could do with the hire. Ohio State the last couple of years, especially against Alabama this past year, ran more two high safety looks than they did in the regular season. And so they've reached a point where when they get to the playoffs against passing teams that can really throw the ball, it's harder to play that single high safety look. So then maybe you could play that look all year rather than playing a single safety against the Big Ten and then switching it up in the postseason. Figure that, you know what, you're probably going to win your Big Ten games no matter what you play defensively. Maybe you could do that all year. So the scheme decision for Ryan Day will then affect the hiring decision. But does he go with a young up-and-comer? Does he go with a veteran defensive assistant here, but also what are they going to run and what are they going to teach? Follow us at cleveland.com/OSU and listen to the Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week for everything you need to know about Ohio State football. Ohio State football with a long Super Bowl history, but not this year. This is Doug Lamorese of cleveland.com. According to the Ohio State records, and Ohio State's always very on top of this, the Buckeyes have had a player on a Super Bowl roster 21 of the last 22 years, but not this year. The only active Buckeye who was really on the field for conference championship game weekend was Green Bay center Corey Linsley, who left Ohio State after the 2013 season, a very good offensive lineman here. But now he is out as the Packers lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Weber, the former running back, was also on the Green Bay practice squad. And Darren Lee, the former linebacker, was on the Buffalo Bills practice squad. But no Buckeyes with the Kansas City Chiefs, no Buckeyes with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no Buckeyes in this Super Bowl. Of course, the Tampa quarterback, longtime Michigan man, Tom Brady. For everything you want to know about the Buckeyes, make sure you read cleveland.com/OSU. An issue not with Ohio State sports, but affecting Ohio State sports, the University of Michigan Athletic Department has shut down all sports for the next 2 weeks, starting Saturday, January 23rd. The order came down from the Michigan Department of Health after noticing that a Michigan athlete had tested positive for the new UK strain of coronavirus and fearing the more potential serious consequences or more transmissibility of that strain of the virus, all the athletes in the Michigan Athletic Department have been asked to immediately isolate and quarantine until further notice, which could last until February 7th. The shutdown means canceling competitions. It means stopping practices. And Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel said, "It's something with so many unknowns about this variant of COVID-19. We must do everything we can to minimize the spread among student athletes, coaches, staff, and to the student athletes at other schools." So this is a move that is canceling basketball games that Michigan was involved in and also shutting down anything that any sports person is doing at the University of Michigan right now. Again, a two-week shutdown because of the coronavirus for Michigan athletics. For more about what's happening in Big Ten sports, make sure you read cleveland.com/OSU. Now that NFL draft decisions are in, a quick look at Ohio State's highly ranked 2018 recruiting class. I'm Doug Lamarese of cleveland.com. Only one member of that class, which was ranked number two in the country, is turning pro early ahead of the fourth season for those players. So they were here 2018, 19, 20, now entering their fourth seasons in 2021. That class has had several players leave as transfers. H-back receiver Jalen Gill transferred to Boston College. Running back Brian Snead left the team. Receiver LaChristian Smith, Blue Smith, transferred to Cincinnati. Quarterback Matthew Baldwin transferred to TCU. And defensive end Alex Williams transferred to Vanderbilt. But only one player from that class left early for the NFL draft. That's defensive tackle Tommy Togiai. That means some highly rated guys like offensive tackle Nicholas Petit-Frere, defensive end Tyreek Smith, tight end Jeremy Ruckert, and then breakout receiver Chris Olave are back in 2021 for their fourth years. When you have a big-time class like that, you expect to lose some of the top guys to the NFL after 3 years. The 2017 class, for instance, lost Chase Young, Jeff Okuda, and J.K. Dobbins after 3 years. So while that 2018 class maybe hasn't done everything you thought it might do, it's going to have a chance to do it in 2021 because only Togiai will be gone. That's something we'll follow a lot in this Ohio State offseason, but keep that in mind about the 2018 class, which was ranked number two in the country when signing at Ohio State. For all your Ohio State recruiting needs, make sure you are reading cleveland.com/OSU, listening to the Buckeye Talk podcast, and it's a great reason to try our tech subscription for a 14-day free trial at 614-350-3315. I'm Doug Lamarese.